From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with some of the early electric jazz rock experiments of Miles Davis. Going back to 1969 for the album In a Silent Way, the album which preceded Bitches Brew. Miles, of course, recording for Columbia at this point. And he was joined on this release by Wayne Shorter on sax, three keyboard players, Herbie Hancock, Chick Corea, and Joe Zawinul, John McLaughlin, guitar, Dave Holland, bass, and Tony Williams on drums. This is the complete A-side of the LP, two pieces which blend together without a break, Shh and Peaceful. Thank you. some of the early electric jazz of Miles Davis. From 1969, the complete A-side of the album In a Silent Way, we heard Shh, Peaceful. Of course, all of the personnel on that session would go on to make their own respective marks in the world of jazz rock in the 70s, but they all got their start with the great Miles Davis back in 1969. Moving into more free jazz territory now, we'll listen to a pair of piano, bass, and drums trios. And we'll begin with German pianist Joe Haider and his 1971 album Katzenvilla, released on the Spiegelei label from Germany, with Isla Eckinger on bass and Pierre Favert on drums. This is the title cut, Katzenvilla.
Thank you.
That's a trio fronted by Japanese pianist Fumio Itabashi, with Okada Sotomo on bass and Kusumoto Takuji on drums, recorded in concert at Daiichi Seimei Hall on March 1st, 1976. The LP Toh, T-O-H, released on the Frasco label in 1976, we heard Alligator Dance. Before that, German pianist Joe Hader and his trio recorded at the Horst Jankowski Studio in Stuttgart on October 12, 1971. We heard Katzenvilla from the album Katzenvilla. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you, your feedback about the program, as well as your questions, comments, suggestions, and requests, all greatly appreciated. If you want more information about Jazz Progressions, including detailed program playlists, or if you'd like to stream this and previous episodes at your convenience, then please visit our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, look for program number 1716. We're here with the final set of music for this hour, and we'll continue on with free jazz, and we'll listen to a pair of recordings featuring the great German vibraphonist Karl Berger. These recordings were made nearly 50 years apart. We'll begin with a track from his debut album as a leader, released on the ESP Disc label. The session recorded in December 1966 and released in 1967. The album From Now On, with the Karl Berger Quartet, with Carlos Ward on tenor sax, Henry Grimes bass, and Ed Blackwell on drums. The pieces on this LP are performed continuously with no break, so it's a bit difficult to determine where one piece ends and a new piece begins. This is the opening cut of Side A, Scales. Thank you. Two selections featuring the great Carl Berger on Vibes. We began with a session from December 1966 and the album From Now On. We heard Scales. And lastly, Carl Berger teaming up with Brazilian tenor saxophonist Ivo Perelman for the album The Hitchhiker, released on Leo Records out of the UK in 2016. The sessions recorded in Brooklyn in July of 2015. And we heard the opening track of that release as well, The Well of Memory. Carl Berger, a very versatile vibes player, having fronted or been a part of many different free jazz ensembles over the past 5+ decades. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I sincerely hope you enjoyed my selections, and I hope you enjoyed them enough that you'll make it a point to join me again for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.